That's me shooting the bun.
That's very Star Wars of you.
I was going Rob more Wild first. West. I was going more Wild West than Star Wars.
No, nope, Rob shot first.
Yeah. Although that's a load of bollocks, isn't it?
Such a terrible bit of the film.
Just clearly he shot first because the other one fucking just missed. Who cares? Right, hello.
Hello.
This is a Star Trek podcast, remember? This is going to be the least planned episode of this that we have done at all.
And I bet you it gets the most bloody listens.
Well, the other one we did, didn't we? I think the first one about the where does the moisture go or whatever in the holodeck.
Yes.
It's like one of our highest listened ones. And we didn't plan it at all. It's like, oh, we're going to talk about the holodeck and come. Okay.
Yeah, holodeck and come. That's your go-to to get points on the Star Trek podcast.
Right, what you been doing?
I'm not going to say fuck all this week.
No.
As I normally say fuck all, but it really is fuck all. But I have actually watched a couple of films.
Okay.
They're not about monkeys, don't worry.
Oh.
It's not space monkeys.
No, boring.
What I want to say, and it's literally, I finished watching one of them last night, is who would have thought in 2024 that Terminator 3,
mm-hmm.
Terminator Salvation, and Terminator Genesis wouldn't be the shittest films of that series?
Right.
Because Terminator Dark Fate is utter trash.
No.
Now, I think we can all agree, and I'm pretty sure we all agree, that Terminator 1 and 2 are near perfect films.
They didn't need to do any more.
Absolutely not. No, didn't need to do any more films at all. Then Terminator 3 came along, and I've always been a firm person that said, if you go and watch Terminator 3 for it to be a Terminator film, you will come away disappointed.
Yeah.
If you watch it as a little bit of sci-fi fun,
mm-hmm.
you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I stand by that. Then Terminator Salvation came along, and it's like, well, you kind of have to watch this as a Terminator film because it's so heavily into that story. I don't think it's bad. People slag it off. I don't think it's too bad a film. I think there's some genuinely clever moments in it. Some great design ideas, like the Terminator motorbikes that they created mm-hmm. for it. I think it's pretty, pretty good for what it was. Not the best. Definitely not a mark on Terminator 1 or 2. But it was okay. Then we got Terminator Genesis. And it's like, now we're just remaking Terminator 2 with younger actors.
Yeah.
And I rewatched that last night, and it's not as bad as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat and watched and thought, this isn't that bad.
Is that the one where it ends with them in the bunker?
No, Terminator 3 is the one where... It's not Claire Danes, is it?
So the female Terminator.
Yeah, Terminator 3 is the one with the female Terminator and Arnie, one, and they get end up in the bunker at the end.
No, yes, it is the one I'm thinking of. Yeah.
And even that's got some brilliant moments.
It's got all
the very early Terminators that they've created, and they all look straight up out of the 90s and 2000s, and they look perfect because they're on tracks.
Yeah.
They've got big camera eyes rather than being the Terminator. Really clever. It's like, yes, that's how it would look in the early days.
Because that's the one that's saying you can't actually change the future.
Correct.
Yeah.
Salvation's the one that's set in the future, and he's a Terminator but doesn't know he's a Terminator.
Apparently in that as well, when he goes into the factory, you see his human body.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never picked that up. That was on Reddit the other day as one of those movie details.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that they've nicely hidden in there. And Genesis, as I say, it's Terminator 2 remade. Got Matt Smith from Doctor Who in it.
Yeah.
It's just not as bad as I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
After watching it, I think this is probably the third time I've watched it now. It's not as bad as people make out. I mean, yeah, it's still not a mark on the other two. The first two are obviously a million times better. But as an enjoyable film with a Terminator-ish storyline, it's not bad. The effects are pretty good.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable. It's just Dark Fate then came along.
Yeah.
And I've watched that on purpose 4 times now. I saw it at the cinema. I've seen it 3 times on Disney Plus because I can't help but think, what am I missing?
This
is so shit.
I was going to say, like, so the other one, you're giving them a chance to watch that other one 3 times, then watch this one 4 times. You're giving them a chance. If you don't like it after 4 times, I think you don't like the film, dude.
100%. It's just, it's not a good Terminator story. It's just not a good storyline at all.
Yeah.
It's just an attempt to recreate the franchise from scratch. There's one thing in Dark Fate I liked, and that's the new like all the films, they come up with some sort of new Terminator. Mm-hmm. And in this one, the new Terminator in Dark Fate is part liquid metal, part endoskeleton. Mm-hmm. So that was quite cool, because what they had was, there's a couple of scenes where the liquid Terminator drips off him, leaving his skeleton Terminator as kind of a drone doing something, while the liquid Terminator runs off and does something. Really clever idea, and it looked really nice on screen.
And this is the one where they have Arnie...
Arnie plays a draper.
Yeah, just like in his old cabin somewhere.
And his name is Carl.
That's it, yeah, I have seen this, yeah.
And he has a wife and a child.
Yeah, well, they're not his, though. He's not his child.
No, but it's just shockingly bad.
And is that meant... Which Terminator is he meant to be?
Well, that's it. He's...
What's the timeline? Because the proper one dies in 2.
So the proper one dies in 2... He is yet another one that's been sent back and kills John Connor. Because that's the very beginning of the film. He turns up, they're on the beach thinking that they've escaped it all, and John Connor gets blown away in a beach bar.
Oh, God, I don't remember the beginning.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, so this is the scenario where John Connor gets killed.
Yeah, so John Connor dies
so this
in
is
the
an
beach bar.
This is an alternate.
And wait for it. The Terminator develops emotions because it has no longer has... orders to receive or do, it's done its job, and then over the years it realizes there must be something better to do. And that's the entire storyline for Carl the fucking Terminator.
So this is an alternate timeline then, right?
Well, they're all alternate timelines. So Salvation, I'm not quite sure on. Terminator 3 is technically a continuation from Terminator 2.
Well, I think 2 is a continuation from 1.
Yeah, 2 definitely. So 1, 2 and 3 are technically all continuations
of each other.
So that's the
trilogy then, that's the trilogy.
So 3 is John Connor is older than he was in the second. He's well aware of what's actually happened now and that it's all real. And he's living off the radar, off the grid. 4 is meant to be the future. It could follow on, I guess. Genesis, as I said, that is a alternate timeline sort of thing, because what happens there is they send him back in time. They send Reese back in time, but everything is different now. So they've changed the fate and now it's all different.
Right.
Dark Fate must just be this ultimate alternate timeline. So, yeah, it is what it is. It's just Dark Fate is poop.
Yeah. So that's one film you've watched. What's the other film you've watched?
No, that was it.
Okay, that's all
I've watched. Right, a handful of the Terminator films, and they're just not good.
Yeah.
I love the first and second one. I'll tell you what I do have to watch. I have to watch the Sarah Jane, that's bloody Doctor Who. Mm. The Sarah Connor Chronicles, or whatever it was called, which is the TV series they did, because apparently that's phenomenal.
Yeah, I've heard it's good. I don't know why we never watched it. Yeah. And that's going to be set, before Terminator? So that's before she goes in the insane asylum, I guess. This is Terminator 1 territory.
Yeah, I'm guessing so.
I guess. It's got to be something like that. I don't know.
No, I don't. I mean, we could look it up, but no.
Never mind. What have I been doing? More Walking Dead. So we completely finished the series with Negan and the woman again, who I can't remember her name of.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. It was a slow starter, though. I've got to say, it took 3 episodes and there's only 6 of them. So, you know, half the series before it actually got to a point where I was like, no, this is good. And I'm glad we stuck with it. So, that was really good. We've now got an episode of the Carol one that we can watch, but we wanted to finish the Negan one first. And there's definitely going to be a second series, because it's like, you know, it's one of those things where you're on the last episode and you're like, how are you going to finish this in an hour? You're clearly not going to be able to, when, yeah, they set up way more stuff.
You didn't fancy carrying on with Supernatural then?
We just haven't gone back to it.
The daunting realization that you'll be heading towards, what did we say, your 50s before you'd complete
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I did work out how many days it would take. I think it's just because suddenly things actually came back on television again. Because everything we watch seems to all come out at once.
Right, okay.
So I think when we've done this, it'll then go back to, okay, we've got nothing to watch. Then we'll pick up Supernatural again. And aside from that, I played more Cult of the Lamb again.
Yeah.
And I don't really want to spoil it, but I've completed the fifth boss. And it's not the end of the game.
Good.
There's credits.
Yeah.
But it is not the end of the game.
I have a feeling you're going to... And this is just... I'm guessing here. Fifth boss, and then it's going to turn out the one that resurrected you is a dick, and then you end up having to be against him as well.
Let me put it this way. Percentage-wise, I think killing that boss puts you at 60% complete of the game.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot more to go. Well, you know how I was getting coins from my totem?
Yeah.
I'm back to getting stuff again. Yeah. Suddenly loads of doctrines have opened up. Everything just started. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's actually that or if there was an update to the game. Literally, I played it last week.
Mm-hmm.
And my decorations thing was one kind of section of decorations.
Yeah.
Turned it on this week, and now my decorations expands past 3 pages.
Yes, so that might have been where you got level-wise, though.
Oh, right, okay.
It opens up. Well, there's a Halloween stuff happening now.
Because there's a load of special one-off decorations that have appeared, and then it's asked me if I'd do a Blood Moon thing.
Yeah, so have you done that yet?
Yeah.
And have you collected the ghosts?
I'd collected one because I didn't realise there were any.
Yeah, same with me. So you need to collect like 5 or 6.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and you get loads of stuff.
Oh.
And then you know you've done it all because then you just start to get, you know, the reputation stuff, whatever it is.
Fine, okay, because I'm up to 15 followers now.
Yeah, I'm 23, but I had to have 20 to open up the boss.
Right.
It's hard to manage that many.
I was going to say, I'm finding it hard to manage 15. Prolapse keeps wandering off and doing terrible things.
Yeah, I started calling anyone that gets birthed in my place gets a name.
Yeah.
And they're things like poop face, and it's all to do with poo or sex or sin.
Yeah.
Like, so the first one ever born was called the Lord of Sin. And he has just died yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a shame. He had the top hat because he was an enforcer. He had the halo because he was a disciple. He was max level. Yeah, it was a shame when he died. And then I've got, I've got this called Madame Sex or something I've called, and that's the one I breed with loads. But the thing is, you can't breed, it knows who the parents are, so you do have to mix it up, because you could end up with having all brothers and sisters and they won't mate.
Oh.
Yeah, so you do have to be a bit careful.
So, that's cool that it's got the whole genetic thing thrown in there. That's very cool.
Yeah, well, it took me a little while before I realised that when I started trying to mate someone, like, oh, you can't mate because that's your mum. Right, okay.
It's a sin, they're animals, well, it's fine.
So the sin has gone down, not being quite so sinful because I'm taking up so much time of making sure everyone's got bloody food, everyone's happy, there's the fighting, it's not so much fighting, I haven't got time to get them drunk to fight because they're already fighting.
Well, yeah, I went and spent half an hour fishing the other day, then came back and everyone was starving to death. It's like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, and then all the fish you've got to give
them. I leave you for 5 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, half an hour, then I went and got stoned with the mushroom man, but...
Oh, yeah, the mushroom quests. Yeah, that's a whole thing.
Oh, that's definitely a thing.
Yeah. I think that's it. Yeah, and still writing.
Nice. Should we talk about Star Trek for a Star Trek podcast?
Let's do it.
Enter authorization code.
So we're just talking shit today, really.
We are talking shit.
I've got like a kind of questions from Adam.
Okay.
I did have some others in the email. I can't find the older email with the questions. I just could not find it, so...
Okay, well, we will dig about them and do them another episode.
Mm.
Luckily, I've brought you 2 things to do today. Number one, did you see Paramount has announced Section 31?
So I'd heard about it, not seen anything about it.
Okay, well, when you see the poster, you're just going to laugh and go, is this meant to be a joke?
Okay.
And there's also a trailer.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that. And then I've got I decided I would put my Tuvok, but not two, yeah, Tuvok. It's Tuvok, yeah. Tuvok, nearly, Tuvok. I kept on saying Turok the other day in my head. It's like, he's not a fucking dinosaur hunter. I'm going to put my Tuvok big boy pants on.
Okay.
And I've got three missions for you to explain how you would handle them.
As Tuvok or as me?
No, as you. I'm going to be Tuvok. Like that last episode where he was a dick to the staff.
So I'm the staff.
You're the staff.
Okay, wicked. Cool.
And I'm going to give you a mission and I'm going to let it play out and I'm going to let you give me answers and then I'm going to see what happens next and so on.
As Tuvok.
As Tuvok.
So you're going to be wrong.
Probably, but yeah. I'm just going to be an arsehole, to be honest.
So let's watch this trailer then. Michelle Yao.
Yeah, okay.
An emperor can only be loyal to duty. Thus does the empire remain strong.
Trust me on this one. I'm doing you a favor. You're welcome.
So, I'm sure I'm not the only one that was expecting Section 31 to be a series, not a straight-to-TV movie.
That's a movie?
It's a straight-to-TV movie by Paramount.
Straight to VHS.
So, I'm guessing they couldn't afford Michelle... What's her name? Michelle Yao for more than the movie.
She's an Oscar-winning actress now, isn't she?
Exactly. But I think you said it straight away, actually. In the very beginning of the trailer, just after you get Michelle's first appearance, which is just literally her face, This is misfit operation or something like that. Something's just stupid.
Yeah.
And all I can think of is basically what you've done is you've canned Lower Decks and tried to make a funny real-life film.
That didn't look even remotely funny.
It looks like James Bond in fucking space. And if you took away any Starfleet Deltas, took away the word Star Trek, there is nothing Star Trek about what I've just watched there.
I don't want to shit on it too much, because trailers can always be shit. But that was a shit trailer for a show that looks shit, and I'm only going to watch it because it's Star Trek, and Michelle Yao is in it. But there was nothing in that that's actually made me go, oh, yeah, that looks good. Because it fucking doesn't. It doesn't look good. I don't want to be that guy that slags it off, but it doesn't look good.
No, I'm going to be the guy that slags it off, because I'm sorry. There was nothing Star Trek about it. It's from the Discovery era, which we all know isn't my favourite, although, obviously, Strange New Worlds is pulling that back for me. There's just nothing felt Star Trek about it. Mm. It just looked like they were trying to create James Bond in space. What the hell is the robot man wearing some sort of robot pre-Borg sort of suit sort of thing?
I think it's just... I don't think it's going for... what did you say?
It's trying to fill the void that Lower Decks is going to
leave. Yeah, sorry. It feels more to me like they're just doing another trying to be Star Trek's versions of Guardians of the Galaxy.
100%.
That's the vibe. That is the trailer's vibe. Like, quick, like, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, can we Marvel Star Trek?
Funny bit, action. Talking, funny bit, action. Moody woman, talking bit, well, a moody person. I don't want to sexualize it. Funny bit, action. Another person being moody. You know, break up with like fast paced bits. So, oh, funny quip, but not funny.
Right. The trailer could just be utter shite, and the TV movie itself could be pretty good. I just don't think it will be. I think if you jump onto the internet now, and I know forums can be the cesspit of all despair.
Mm.
Let's not lie about that. Most forums are gatekept and horrible places. But if you look at what Star Trek fans are asking across the majority of them, none of them are asking for this. None of them are asking for, oh, it'd be really good to have a Discovery version of Section 31. No, what they're asking for is Star Trek Legacy, mainly let's have a show about Seven being captain.
Yeah, that would be fucking
awesome.
Following
on from the era of Picard, perfect.
Yeah.
Or guess what? Save Lower Decks.
Yeah. I would. Okay. So I've already lost track of what I want to say because it's really just, I've just found that trailer really fucking annoying. I really have lost train of thought. I would really like to have the Seven of Nine series. I'd want it to be serious. Like a serious series. I felt Picard was pretty serious. And
yeah,
I'd
want it in the same ilk as Picard.
That. Because I think Seven of Nine, although in Voyager she was kind of a bit of an odd character, she's serious. And I think they kept that. She's a very serious character in Picard. And I think they'd keep that. And you've got something like Lower Decks to have your comedy interludes and stuff. You don't need to have whatever this is.
Lower Decks and Prodigy gave you all the comedy Star Trek needed.
Yeah.
It also gave you a good launch point for people that were new to Star Trek at a young age. And it gave a good launch point for people that were new to Star Trek that were adults.
Mm.
You could then move them onto any side of Star Trek because Lower Decks covered it all. They covered Deep Space Nine. They covered Voyager. They covered the original series. They covered The Next Generation, they covered the movies, you know, they did it perfectly. So you'd got a brilliant jumping off point for an adult. What's this going to give anyone other than a headache?
Maybe it's just my headcanon for Section 31. I just don't see them like that. I see them as very serious, like those serious, but maybe have a little bit of a funny side, like those two time characters that we loved,
yes,
in the Deep Space Nine episode. You know, they weren't Section 31, but they, you know.
Or even if you're going to marvelise it, you look at, now you've seen Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
The agents in that from the time,
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
That is what you expect Section 31 to be. It to be bureaucratic, but they have significant power within the region that they're working
SHIELD.
In. SHIELD, exactly.
Yeah, that's more of a, that's how I, that's probably how I see Section 31. Like when you see, it's Section 31 where they're holding Data, right, in Picard.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a very, like, proper secret place, which...
This doesn't feel like that at all. I know exactly what this feels like now. You said Marvel and my brain just, it wasn't working. I know why it wasn't working now.
Mm.
It's not Marvel.
Yeah.
It's fucking Suicide Squad.
Dude, that's what I was thinking in my head. If
and you know what?
Yeah.
It's the Will Smith Suicide Squad.
Yeah. That's
which
exactly what that reminded me of. Suicide Squad. Exactly. You are exactly right.
It's Star Trek Suicide Squad, and it's not the good Suicide Squad. Because I tell you what, the James Gunn Suicide Squad was fucking brilliant. I loved that film. Mm. And then I loved Peacemaker, which came after it. It was brilliant as a TV series.
Would you, just speaking about the Section 31 Picard, do you know how that links to the shit show episode that we just did?
No.
The location of it, its actual star location, the point whatever numbers,
yeah,
is the same ones that I told.
Nice.
That Adam's character gets told to rendezvous at.
So there you go. We kept it canon,
yeah,
and we're not even real Star Trek.
No,
this, God knows what it's going to do. Because apparently I looked up, one of the characters is going to be Rachel Garrett. Rachel Garrett, if you don't remember, is going to be the captain of one of the Enterprise. She'll be captain of the Enterprise C,
right,
which is the one that turns up in the Next Generation that was lost during a Romulan war,
okay,
and ends up coming into space where the Enterprise D is, and then they send it back with Yar on board instead. Futures Enterprise or something like that, I think the episode is. So they're trying to tie it. I know. Just don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd actually be more interested in finding out about Section 31 in the original... this is the original series era, technically.
Yeah, that's the problem. Because she... Michelle Yao...
is from the Evil Empire, basically.
Yeah, but she's not from the future. She's in the... No.
Yeah, so she's in the TOS timeline, the original series timeline, as the alternate to the captain that...
Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
Killed.
I don't think she went through time with them.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, so
she leaves the ship before they do all the timey-wimey stuff.
So she is back in...
So it's just in that original... It's in Strange New Worlds era.
Yeah. Which is why that's even worse still.
Yeah, because Strange New Worlds has been done brilliantly. And guess what? It fit a little bit of comedy in. Mm. It didn't try it over the top, and it worked.
Because it's the camp comedy that we all know and love from all the other Star Treks.
Well, it's no different in comedy and story to some of the TNG episodes that had a little bit of humour injected into it.
Yeah.
That trailer's rubbed me up the wrong way.
Yeah, me too,
and
actually.
And Paramount just don't seem to be doing what the fans want. They want Lower Decks kept. They want Star Trek Legacy, whatever that might be. Particularly Seven as captain.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
We don't want shit like this.
There's loads of stuff like this happening. There's just loads of it.
Accessing library computer data.
Right, so the lovely darling Adam Court.
Hi, baby.
Hello, darling. Mm. From the Lightly Used podcast, part of the Studio Channel 84 network. Go listen now on all good podcast apps and the bad ones. He has sent us something,
okay.
And I'm just going to read it verbatim to you. So, Trek Q, maybe not show-worthy. It is. Everything he sends is show-worthy. Right. Could a holodeck be run on or emulate a much older and limited version of their versions for retro gaming? I love that idea that there's like a retro gaming version of the holodeck.
Can you imagine on the Enterprise, you go into the holodeck and you ask Data, how are you coming on with the N64 emulator? Nope, still can't get it running at full speed.
Yeah.
Well, even with all of the Enterprise. Hang on, we're going to put the beta version up. Then all of a sudden the combat goes off. Mr. Data, we've lost life support on the bridge. Can you tell me what's going on? Oh no, we're drawing too much power again.
I mean, what's the equivalent of retro gaming? What would a retro holodeck be? You have to go in a suit, a haptic suit? You have to walk in a haptic suit.
You walk into a holodeck and it generates a Quest 3 around your head.
Yeah. Or like it gives you
a headache and motion
no,
sickness.
No, what it is, you have to wear a haptic suit and then it gives you a bottle of like gel. And that's the stuff you have to use. It's like, please apply gel to section A312 of your haptic suit. And then you're there squeezing it onto your groin.
Nice.
Yeah, and you have your own canisters built into your suit.
After things like baseball machines to fire the balls at you when you're out doing yeah. baseball still. So you can see all the world. You feel like you're actually there, but there's actually something firing a ball at you. So it's like there were no safety controls in this era of virtual reality. So you get hit by the ball. Ow!
Or they'd be like missing frames and stuff. Or like it'd be Riker in there about to have sex with someone. He'd be on the bed and they'd be like,
Oh no, frames. Hang on. The texture's not rendered in. Is that pubes or just bad texture?
Like, oh, you brought the wrong one. You didn't put the RAM chip in. Ugh. You can't run this game
He'd
properly.
Ram his chip in.
I love that idea, though. Yeah. Or like, it would be.
Everything you can drink as well just tastes of water because it's water.
It
looks real, but it's just water.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Every drink tastes like water. Yeah, exactly. And every orifice feels like every other orifice because they just got one.
It's a water snake. You got to bring your own.
Yeah, it's a universal capsule for your fleshlight.
Yeah, big warning sign at the door. Please do not share your virtual reality equipment with anyone else.
Yeah.
We do not accept cross-contamination.
Yeah, please wipe down all services before.
Oh,
and
imagine
after
what quarks would be like back in those days.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry, we've got our own. Just use the bars version.
Yeah. Oh God,
I've given it a spit shine.
Yeah, that's kind of a bit like when you see them in. Like those films. What's the one with the precogs?
Oh, yeah, the Ula Poopy Poopoo Ladies. Minority Report.
Yeah, he goes for a place like that, doesn't he? And they've got the little rooms.
Yeah.
And they're all like in little booths with VR stuff and all the kinds of. That's
or,
what it'd be like.
Let's go back even further. Johnny Mnemonic, which was Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And he plays the data transporter who uploads stuff to his brain and then uses that capacity to go around.
Now, here's one for you. What was the film where they had the VR thing, but it was like a weird organic creature that they plug themselves into.
Oh, existence, yeah. With a Z at the end. Existence.
Yeah, that was it. That's a good one. Is that the actor Jude Law in that?
I think that is Jude Law, yes.
Well, as a very, quickly... very young man. I always remember that. That was always one I could never remember the name of, but I remember the film quite vividly.
It was quite grim as well, wasn't it, thing? It looked horrible.
Yeah, it was kind of like they were like stroke it because it was like had feelings and stuff.
So 1999, mm-hmm. Dimension Films. Mm-hmm. It was David Cronenberg. That explains a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Jude Law. Jennifer Jason Leigh, Ian Holm,
mm-hmm.
So Bilbo Baggins, isn't it? Yeah. Willem Dafoe.
Yep.
Christopher Eccleston.
Christopher Eccleston's in it.
Yeah, I had no idea. I have to go back and watch that at some point. It's a weird film, that one. Good, but weird. Lawnmower Man. Let's go back even further for like virtual reality.
Yeah. Right, yeah, anyway, so we've answered that. There should be a retro one.
Absolutely, there should.
Because that'd be fucking wicked.
I mean, let's face it, you've got on Voyager bloody Tom Paris going back reliving black and white 60s sci-fi TV series. Mm-hmm. What was it, Captain Proton or whatever it was?
Yeah.
You're telling me none of them would have gone back and gone, wonder what the games were like in the 90s?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Last question of his. As there are numerous deep space stations, are there shallow space stations? Or would shallow space presumably be around our solar system slash galaxy and just called space stations? I think that's right. I think
that's the wrong way of thinking about it.
Mm.
The deep space stations are... they got further away from Earth.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, pretty much.
Is he... say it again.
Say, as there are numerous deep space stations, are there shallow space stations, or would a shallow space presumably be around our solar system and galaxy and just be called space stations?
So deep space stations were space stations set up at the furthest points that the Federation had got
space,
to.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the others are just Federation star bases, I guess. Yeah. So they're within, like, the territory that they'd already mapped out.
Yeah.
So I think they were just star bases and space stations, but... I like the idea of calling a shallow space station. I like that. But yeah, the deep space ones are funny because they crop up quite a lot in like TNG.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to be passing Deep Space 5. We're going to dump you there.
Well, there's at least 9 of them.
Yeah, there's at least 9. And one of them's not even their own bloody design.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not ours, but we're going to call it Deep Space 9. But it's not your space station. It's called Deep Space 9. But what do the Bajorans call it? Deep Space Nine. Nah, but it's not... whatever. Just walk away.
Yeah.
You're the commander that punched Q in the face. I'm not going to argue this
because...
But it's
called the Emblem of Peace. No, Deep Space Nine.
It's called a shithole, and it'll be nice to call it Deep Space Nine. So, those of you that listened in the last episode, mm-hmm. Tuvok was a dick.
Yeah, he was.
He put those recruits, who didn't even want to be there in the first place, into a no-win situation. Not, let's just start with a nice, easy mission. You think about when we played Bridge Commander.
Yeah, the very
first mission is just like, get to this planet,
pick
something up, and come back. Mm-hmm. No, really easy.
Yeah.
Just warm you up before you... No, throw him into a death trap. Make it your own version of the Kobayashi Maru and fuck them over.
Yep.
Well, I'll be Tuvok. I've got 3 missions. You can choose mission 1, mission 2, or mission 3. And I'm just going to read what I've got here. And you can explain how you will handle it. And if I choose to, I might say what then happens next. We'll see how it goes. Because I honestly don't know how this is going to go. Because this is very much on the fly.
Okay. What number one then?
You're going to go with mission 1.
Yeah.
Picard is off on a shuttlecraft with Wesley again.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of a non-call shift, but you are in command. So the non-call shift are the ones that you never see the TV series about.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it's Geordi, Riker, no, they fucked off. They're in the holodeck having sex with barkeepers and whatever. A spaceship arrives and hails the Enterprise. The alien has 7 breasts, 2 mouths, and is blue from top to toe. She is claiming that she is pregnant with Picard's baby.
Okay. Oh, so now I go.
Now you take over.
Okay. Okay, well, can when did you see Picard? Can we? Is he with you?
Oh, you are you gonna? You're accepting.
I'm gonna talk to her.
You're talking to her. Okay, well,
I'm not gonna immediately say that you're bullshitting. I'm gonna be okay. Well, you're gonna need to prove that information. He's not here. We can't ask him. So, is he with you?
No. We met a month and a half ago at an intergalactic Federation-led ceremony celebrating the rituals and lives of Rigel Seven.
Could you tell me your name and or your credentials so I can actually check that, please?
Yeah, my name's Barbara.
Is that what the translator gives me, Barbara?
Yeah, my name is Barbara.
Her name is something completely different, and but the Universal Translator brings me Barbara.
And I am chief nursery nurse to the queen of the planet that I'm from, which I really can't make up on the spot.
Slablubliklik.
That will do.
Okay. So I'm going to go put that in the computer and check that she was actually at this place.
Okay.
Oh, no. Pronouns?
I've said she.
Okay, she. Right, sorry. So where she's from and whether she was actually there and whether Picard was actually there. So I'm putting that into the computer.
Now, the fact is, even though you're the non-cool kind of team, Data is on the bridge, so you can quickly
okay,
do this
Data,
for you.
Okay, Data, just tell me then.
Data is always just awake, basically.
Okay, well, Data will just tell
me. He types it all in and he can confirm that they were both at the same location at this event.
Right, okay. What does she want me to do about it, exactly?
She is demanding that Picard either takes her to a clinic or...
For what?
Well, she would like him to merge with her again to finalise their lovemaking process, which will then allow the baby to be born healthy.
Right, so it's like a two-shot go. Right, okay.
That's what she's saying.
That's what she's saying. Right, so Data, can you give me information about the actual...
No, we've never visited this planet.
Oh, so we don't know who they are?
No, we just introduced them into the Federation. It's one of these ones that we kind of just said, we need to do a token planet, so we chose them.
And can I communicate with Picard in any way?
No, he's off with Wesley, and you know what they're like. They're probably having sandwiches and tea and ignoring the transponder. Also, it would take a week to get a message to him.
Okay, then I'll have to politely tell this alien that we can't confirm any of this information. Picard isn't available at the moment to speak to her, and he'll be available at whatever point of time that he is available.
Okay, she stands up on the viewfinder, rams two fingers inside of herself, pulls out a giant lump of blue goo, sticks it in a pot, and it's suddenly beamed in front of you on the Enterprise.
Okay, that's fucking gross. So this is a
she's
not...
She's now highly offended that you've said that's fucking gross to her. She's put her shields up and weapons are charging.
No, I said it. I didn't say that. I was saying it to you.
No, I'm sorry about that.
I did not say that.
No, she's weapons charged. You need to bring this...
Okay, right,
you need
shields,
to calm this down.
Shields, red alert, shields.
Oh, no, she's now taken that as a threat of violence.
That's not violence, that's self-defense.
32 more of her ships have appeared out of nowhere.
Oh, fuck off.
Shields and weapons available. What are you doing to get yourself out of this, Rob?
Well, has she beamed a half-fertilised fetus? Is that what the blue stuff is?
No, I think it's just a DNA sample she's given you.
Oh, is that what she's...
I think that might be what it is.
Okay, I'm really sorry that I offended you. I was just quite shocked. This isn't me starting a fight with you. This is standard Starfleet procedure. As you know, as a new member of Starfleet, that when somebody charges their weapons, we have to instantly go to red alert and raise our shields.
She says, we haven't read the book yet. We really can't be bothered. Again, we're the token race that you've just decided to somewhat invade and say we're part of the Federation now.
Okay, well, I'm...
Apology accepted.
Okay, thank you. And may I suggest in the future you do actually read the manual, but for now we'll skip over that small element of it. Can I ask you what this is that you've just beamed over to the ship?
Test it and it will prove that Picard was in me.
In you as in a sexual nature, or did you absorb him?
Sex.
what you define as sex.
Yeah.
Okay, well, who's the doctor on this ship?
Beverly
is, I guess.
Yeah, go on. You've
let's wake Beverly up.
Yeah,
or whoever
you've woken up Bev, who's a bit pissed off, and so I don't even like your crew shift. What are you doing?
Can you have a look at it? I'm muted on the comm, right?
Yeah, you're muted on the comm.
Could you scan this blue fucking gunk that fucking alien's just sent over?
Right, okay. So Bev has taken it away and scanned it, and she's come back onto the bridge looking upset and very worried.
Oh, I didn't really think about her relationship with Picard when I sent it off. Okay, tell me what you found out.
Right, Captain Rob, you have infected the entire ship with a deadly contagion. You should have followed Starfleet command, which is anything like this that's a biohazardous thing. It should have been immediately put into some sort of reciprocal that would have been protected by a field and was not basically spread around the ship by the air conditioning on the bridge.
Okay, so this is a Neelix cheese situation. So
somewhat, everyone is now going to die, and sadly, it's going to be within the next 5 seconds.
hang on. Data, why did you not stop me for this? You fucking bitch.
And everyone on the Enterprise is dead. So what we're going to take from that is you should not have allowed them to beam something on board, or you should have sent it straight back, or you should have channeled your inner Mr. Worf and just fired torpedoes at her.
Oh, fuck off. No way would you have done that.
Well, that was how you could have won that scenario, but okay, that's a shame. I'm unfortunate.
Okay.
But,
okay, right.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Rob, you failed that first mission.
Okay.
Would you like to do mission 2 or mission 3?
Am I one of the Mackies?
No, you're just a shit Starfleet ensign.
Oh, I'm Ensign Rob. Okay. I'll go for number 2. We'll do them in the order that you wrote them,
assuming. Oh, number 2.
Number 2.
You are commanding Voyager.
Oh.
You're still stranded in the Delta Quadrant.
Oh.
And Janeway has buggered off to fuck Chakotay. Chakotay, even. Or maybe go and get some coffee. I'm not sure. She's just disappeared off the bridge as normal.
Having a fag, drinking coffee, getting railed by Chakotay.
I forgot about this one. I only wrote this like 2 hours ago. I already forgot.
Okay.
A Borg cube appears out of a transwarp conduit. Wait for it. They have Deanna Troi's mother on board. I want to give her back.
Ray Shields. Ray Shields. You can't teleport through Shields. Ray Shields. Red alert. Let's get the fuck out of here. Full warp. Paris, get a full fucking warp.
The ball cube is keeping up with you, Captain.
Just ignore them. They're
They've
not
opened
shooting.
A hailing frequency.
Just ignore
All
it.
You can hear is Troy's mother saying, come back.
Pretend we've already been assimilated by the collective.
Is that you saying you're going to surrender and allow assimilation?
No. We're going to pretend. Turn them to first to green alert. And we're just going to put voices on. Okay, so I'm going to ask the hail. Okay, ready? I'm answering.
Right, okay. So you've set voice modulation on the view screen.
Yeah.
Everything is now dark green. The Borg have come to a stop while they're trying to work out what's actually going on.
This is Robicus 9231A. Why do you pursue?
Deanna Troi's mother is a fucking nightmare. Please take her from us. We cannot assimilate this bitch. She will ruin us.
Negative.
Picard's virus had nothing on this one.
Negative.
She has tried to fuck 300 drones.
Negative.
Unfortunately, the Borg have worked out your field frequency and have boarded the ship without Deanna Troi's mother. We are requesting asylum.
No.
Oh.
No. We are on a secret mission from...
The Borg drone has the Borg drone can see that you're not a Borg. They are on the bridge looking at you at this point.
I'm just going to keep up.
Borg drone.
This is a Terminator situation. We're like new versions.
The Borg drone kills himself on your deck. The voice comes over the hail screen, over the view screen again. We will continue killing ourselves until you take her.
Oh, fuck. Why do I fucking care if the Borg kill themselves? Janeway did it.
Are you following the Janeway guidance of genocide is okay?
Yes.
Oh, well, successfully, you completed this mission. Well done.
Yes.
Okay, Ensign, you've got one more mission.
Okay.
You're stranded on planet Anal Fisher 32. It's Class M, but native race aren't happy that you beamed into their religious erogenous zone. You have lost contact with your ship and are commanding four red shirts. The race are out for blood.
Okay, what are they going to do with the red shirts? Fuck them? Kill them?
So I'll point out, this is the original series era.
Okay. So what actually do they want the red shirts for?
Well, they're pissed off that you've landed in their religious sex zone, basically.
Okay. Then I'm going to...
You can't communicate with the Enterprise. It's out of communication for the moment.
Oh, who's with me?
You've got four red shirts that you're commanding.
Okay, I'm going to tell them to take off their red shirts and hand their red shirts over to them.
You've told your team to remove their red shirts. This has made the native race sexually angry at them now. They've never They've never seen the skin of a human before, and it aroused them and angered them. Things are turning to the worst side of things now.
Okay.
Ensign Jimmy is now being raped.
Oh my god, okay. Well, he's still got his trousers on.
And Ensign Jimmy's dead.
Okay, well, hold on. Okay, let me think. Oh, I'm sorry. I took it too literally. I thought you literally wanted their red shirts.
Ensign Bob has now been pinned down.
Bob? Okay, no, I'm going to start. Well, okay, we get our phasers out. Start shooting them.
Oh, no, sorry. They were connected to their red shirts and you threw them at them.
Well, mine aren't.
Ensign Bob's now dead?
No, I'm going to start shooting them to kill.
Ah, right. Okay, so you are now breaching the... Oh, God, what was it called? Their firm bloody rule in the Federation, and I can't bloody remember it. Well, the Prime Directive, there you go.
Well, no, I think the Prime Directive's fine if they started fucking all my crew to death, that I'm allowed to open fire at this.
Yes, but this was your away mission, and you chose to land in their sex religion zone.
Well, I didn't know it was their sex erogenous zone.
Did you not bother reading the manual you were meant to have beforehand?
Well, we did
study this planet, and you didn't seem to read any notes.
Well, I delegate. And why are my crew members not saying to me, you
can't park
there?
Jimmy's now on the floor.
Well, I'm shooting him. I've already shot them.
Oh, Jimmy's dead, is
he? No, I haven't shot Jimmy.
You just shot Jimmy.
I did shoot Jimmy. I shot the one that's
on
Jimmy.
Oh, God, it's you and Ensign Timmy now.
I'm going to shoot
everyone.
I'm saving Timmy. I'm going to fucking kill everyone here apart from
Timmy. Timmy was up on the top of the cliff. He was fine. He was safe. He was trying to get contact with the Enterprise by making an aerial. And you just shot him off a cliff. You're not reading your notes or asking the questions you need to. You've just killed an innocent man.
Right, fine. How would fucking Tuvok have done this?
Well, as it's the original series, I would have taken a leaf out of Kirk's book and fucked them.
Oh. I didn't think to just shag them.
Yeah, well, it's the original series, and that's pretty much how Kirk got out of things. He either used word salad or he had sex with them.
Oh, okay. And I just...
You just killed your own team.
My own team.
Made them strip in front of already horny religious people. You made them strip down and you then mercy killed them, including one that didn't require a mercy killing.
Well, I think you just took my things too literally.
You need to be careful with what you say if you're in command, Ensign. Oh, you're going to end up having to clean up all the gunk in the Holo Suite for this one.
Command functions are offline.
He's on his own, ladies and gents. I am not doing it this week. I'm not chipping in and helping him.
That
it's the only way he'll learn.
Yeah, throw him in the deep end. That section needs a name, and it's got to become a regular feature every now and again. My face hurts. Oh my god. That Deanna Troi one. Just...
Deanna Troi's mother probably will end up as a mission in multiple ones of those.
Yeah, that was... Oh, my God, my face. Okay. So, we are the Uncharted Trek Show, and we are part of the Studio Channel 84 network of podcasts.
He's doing well so far.
Part of that network is us, obviously, and our other podcast that we both are in every other week is the Variety Show. We talk nostalgia and other stuff. We've also got the Who Takes Sauce Off with Simon and Ross, and we have got Lightly Used with Karen and Adam. If you would like to contact us, we are on all social media @_untitledtrek or @_ is it channel 84?
It is, yes.
It is for you directly. You can email us at podcasts@channel84.co.uk. That's plural, podcasts, or individually, rob@channel84.co.uk or tom@channel84.co.uk. That's everything, I think.
That is everything. Well done.
Yay!
You can do it next week as well now.
Thanks, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the mess.
It was a fun episode. Yeah. As much of a mess as it was, that was a lot of fun. We went from angry to in pain from laughing.
Yeah. Ah, great fun. So.
What would you do with Deanna Troi's mother?
Yeah, what would you do? Next week, Spock's brain.
Spock's Brain, we're going the original series.
Original series, Spock's Brain, Season 3, Episode 1.
Sounds
That's
good.
That's your homework. Love you, everybody.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Untitled Trek Show. This station is now shutting down and will be back in 2 weeks. May the Force live long and prosper inside of you. This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.